WEAF, New York.
Now NBC continues its coverage of operations in Europe with a special broadcast from NBC's staff in England. We take you now to London.
This is W.W. Chaplin in London.
It is now 11:30 p.m., and we hope in a few minutes to have the latest communique concerning the invasion from SHAFE, Supreme Headquarters Allied Expeditionary Force. That will be SHAFE communique number 4. We are expecting to receive it momentarily now. In the meantime, I can tell you that the invasion is still going well. Though it would be a great mistake to overemphasize the tremendous successes we've had in the initial phase. SHAFE itself has made a great point of this today, calling attention to the fact that our men have now been fighting for almost 48 hours under very difficult conditions, and that they have not yet got their second wind to carry them on to new victories. Here is one late dispatch which came in just a few minutes ago from NBC's George Wheeler, who has been with the American naval forces in the Channel since before the invasion began. Wheeler tells of the loss during the first invasion phase of a United States destroyer, the name of which I am not yet privileged to disclose. He says this destroyer had gone in quite close to the French shore, and apparently one of the enemy shore batteries got her range and just pumped her full of shells. George Wheeler says that as many of the destroyer's crew as could got off before she sank and were picked up by a nearby ship. But it's impossible at this time, he says, to say what percentage of the destroyer's crew was saved. After the destroyer was sunk, says Wheeler, the German battery was silenced within 3 minutes by the venerable battleship Nevada. Well, that just goes to emphasize what I've been saying in these broadcasts ever since the invasion began before yesterday's dawn. We're bound to have many losses in all branches of the services, and it is only safe to presume that some of them may be heavy losses.